Greet you all in the precious name of our risen Savior. Thanks for what you shared there, Chris. For me, we don't notice what we don't have until we don't have it. You know, the sun don't shine. We notice it. So. I'd like to start out with a prayer here. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this day, Lord. You've given us, Lord, our opportunity to come before you and to sit under your teaching, Lord, of your word. Lord, I want to thank you for the freedom, Lord, to be able to worship you without the fear or of the government, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd bless these words you've given me, Lord, and you would did come from you and not from me, Lord, and that they would speak to us, Lord. Lord, pray that you be with my stammering tongue, Lord. Praise your precious name. Amen. Okay, and this morning I would like to share on thankfulness. It's an area in my life that I would like to grow in, or I need to grow in. So many times I find myself not being thankful for what the Lord has given me. I would like to take my context from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And in verse 18 it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." As you can see in this verse, that it's the will of God that we are a thankful people, not only in the good, but also in the bad. Not only on the good days, but also in the days that seem like everything is going wrong. The Lord wants us to take a look at what He has done and praise and thankfulness will flow from our hearts to Him. Another word for thankfulness is gratitude, which is pretty much the same thing, but I feel that gratitude would be more from the heart or an attitude of the heart. Webster's 1828 dictionary definition of it is an emotion of the heart, thankfulness. Gratitude is an agreeable emotion consisting in or accompanied with goodwill to a benefactor. Gratitude is a virtue of the highest excellence, as it implies a feeling and generous heart and a proper sense of duty. David is a great example of a grateful heart. All through the Psalms, no matter what David was facing, we read his outpouring of gratitude to God as he encountered good times and bad times. David always turned back to the truth of God's goodness. His attitude often carried him through the hardest of situations. Gratitude is a habit that is learned through practice. Just as we teach little ones to say please and thank you through repetition and relentless reminders, we learn to express our thanks to the Father through consistency. Yet, while gratitude is a habitual attitude, we want our thanksgiving to come out of a genuine heart. The more we meditate on God's goodness and practice our thanks, no matter what our circumstance, the more it will naturally flow out of a heart that loves Him. I would like to read some verses out of Psalms about praising the Lord and being thankful unto Him. Psalm 69:29-31. "But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs." We see in these verses that if we praise Him with thanksgiving, that it pleases Him more than sacrifice, is what I got from here. Also, let's turn to Psalms 100. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." And a few more verses from Psalms 50:14-15. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And also 2 Corinthians 9, 11 and 12. If we have sown unto you, okay. In the wrong book. It doesn't make any sense for where I was going. So 2 Corinthians 9, 11, and 12. Okay. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God, for the ministration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. There are many verses on being thankful and offering up thanks unto the Lord, but I would like to look at another example of thankfulness in Scripture. It is where the 10 lepers call out to Jesus for healing, but only one returned to thank him. And read the account from Luke 17, 11 through 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed into the midst of the Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show thyself unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save the stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The 10 men came before Jesus with the hope of healing. All of them walked away cleansed, but only the one turned back to praise God and thank Jesus for his healing. Jesus makes it a point to call out the other 9 to show the importance of our gratitude. Jesus is faithful to provide our needs as well as extra blessings. He deserves to hear our thanksgiving, often through praise and prayer. It's so easy not to be thankful for the many blessings we have received of the Lord. At least I find that in my life. It is so often that I take for granted the blessings that I have received. Health, plenty of food, good clean drinking water, friends and family. There are so many people in this world who don't have these blessings. For example, someone at the poverty level in the United States is in the top 14% of the global income distribution. With more than 1 billion people around the world now living on less than $1 per day, and almost half of the world, over 3 billion people, live on less than $2.50 a day. 1 billion people have inadequate access to clean water, and 2.6 billion lack basic sanitation. We are truly a blessed people. The Lord has blessed us abundantly with many blessings that we take for granted and don't thank Him for. I know that for me, I just expect to have plenty to eat and drink and not have to worry about tomorrow. Too often, I am not grateful to God for His blessing, for blessing me abundantly. John 1:16 says, And of his faithfulness have we received, and grace for grace. Jesus is a great example of being thankful. Let's read John 11:41 through 44. This is where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm just going to jump here, in the middle here. When they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, and because of the people which stand by, I said it, and they that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with the napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. In these verses, we see that Jesus gave thanks to God for hearing him. And then let's look at John 6, 8 through 11. One of his disciples, Andrew, this here is where Jesus fed the 5,000 men. And notice that he gave thanks to God, which would be his Father. Even though he's the Son of God and he has what he says happens, you know, he still thanks God. So, start here in verse 8. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000 men. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to his disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would, and they were filled, and he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, and nothing be lost. I have to think for myself how easy it is when I'm in a hurry to thank God for the blessings that he has given me, you know, many times, and just, for example, if you go through a drive-thru and just stop and get something, it's so easy just to eat it and keep going. Daniel is also a great example of someone who gives thanks to God, even though he knew it could cost him his life. He not only prayed once, but 3 times a day. So let's turn to Daniel 6, 9 through 11. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went in unto his house, and his window being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. And then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. When I read this, I have to ask myself, if I was put in the same situation, would I do as Daniel, or would I refrain from thanking the Lord as aforetime because of the fear of the king? I ran across the story. It brings out a good point. Two friends met each other on the street one day. One looked forlorn, almost on the verge of tears. His friend asked, what has the world done to you, my old friend? The sad fellow says, let me tell you, 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $40,000. That's a lot of money, but you see, 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never knew died and left me $85,000, free and clear. Sounds to me that you've been very blessed. You don't understand, he interrupted. Last week, my great aunt passed away, and I inherited almost $250,000 from her. And the man's friend was really confused. Then why do you look so glum? This week, nothing. That's a problem with receiving on a regular basis. Even if it is a gift, we eventually come to expect it. The natural tendency is that if we receive a gift long enough, we come to view it as almost an entitlement. We feel hurt, even angry, if we don't receive it any longer. It is the same way with the blessings God gives us every day. I don't deserve my comfortable home that I live in, the beautiful scenery around me, the clean water I drink. But after receiving these gifts and a multitude of others for years, I sometimes feel to be grateful. And I've come to expect these good things, and when one of them is removed for a short time, I get upset. Let's make an effort today to recognize the blessings we've come to take for granted. Focus on what we have rather than what we don't have, and see if it doesn't improve our attitudes. May the Lord help us to be a grateful and content people. John F. Kennedy says, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. That's all I have. Thanks for listening. God's blessings.